Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
From the Baltimore Banner on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome back to the show, Gianna Hahn. Gianna, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Ready to see them put some pads on and not just, you know, stop as soon as they make contact with each other.
Yeah, let's bust some heads out at one winning drive. But we played a cut earlier from Todd Monken talking about Keaton Mitchell and where he, air quotes, fits in regards to possible reps on the offense. How does Keaton Mitchell do enough to make himself, maybe not in Buffalo, but as the season progresses, injuries barring, of course, not going for Micah, Keaton Mitchell becomes not only the kick returner, but a guy that could be an ace for them in regular offensive schemes here.
Yeah, as you mentioned, kick returner is a good way to start, I think, for anyone to get through special teams. We've seen the Ravens go with three running backs before, obviously back when Keaton Mitchell was healthy, and that's kind of how I've imagined him fitting in again, except, you know, they've got maybe some bigger superstars filling the role that Gus Edwards was before, but, you know, Keaton brings that lightning fast speed that the other two aren't. They're fast, but they're not known for the speed that Keaton is. The difference is Derek can carry the load, the heavier load, and so they are doing just fine with two. So it's whether they want to waste that spot on a third running back, but should they want that extra element, I think he's got head and shoulders above the competition in that room. So I think that's something. And then, of course, depending on how the season goes, if they do want to lighten some of the load on Derrick Henry or Justice Hill, they can always look to Keaton Mitchell.
Hey, Gianna, for the first few days of practice, who's the biggest surprise for you?
It's a good question. You know, I think that, not that I doubted him, but I think Tez Walker has gotten some really good looks in there. He's made some big plays. And we didn't really see much of him last year at all until the end of the season. Even then, it was only a tiny bit. So it is nice to see that he made those adjustments over the offseason and that he's getting the looks and he's stepping up in the moments that they're giving him. Of course, as we talked about, the pads will come on. We'll see how things change. But I think the two types of positions that pop out before the pads come on are those skill positions, like wide receivers, center back. So it's nice to see him. Especially, you know, amidst off-season that mentioned a lot of big names and could have, you know, kind of hidden his name. So I think it's good that he's stepping up now.
What's been your impression of Jair Alexander?
Well, he definitely brings some swagger, as he said, some jazz. But he is bringing energy out there. He hasn't gotten first-team reps immediately, which surprised me at first, and then I thought about it. And I know that Baltimore has a notoriously difficult secondary defense to grasp. I think DBs always take a little bit of adjustment time. So I imagine they're giving them some time, him and Chidobe as well, to learn the defense. But he's certainly playing fast. He's playing hard. He doesn't seem to have any hesitation that people worry about when guys are coming back from injury. So hopefully he can stay healthy, but I think he's still got it.
What do you think of Bate and Flowers so far?
Yeah, I mean, Zay hasn't flashed super much, but I should say Little Zay, because now there's Big Zay and Little Zay. He hasn't flashed so much, but I don't know if he necessarily needs to right now. You know, Lamar could have a boring preseason and I wouldn't be super worried. Same with maybe Roquan, but I think he kind of has settled into who he is. There's always room to get better, but I think it's more important now to see some of the other guys. Rashad seems to be what he was last year. He kind of coming on with the very disciplined route running. That's always been his thing, but now it clicks with Lamar, and we saw that on some deep balls, and we saw that Lamar is trying him on some deep balls, which is good. But he's getting a big workout in going up against the Ravens' top cornerbacks, and that's not an easy task. So they're giving each other, everyone's giving each other a battle right now. I expect that to stay the same, but I would say that they look good. They look like they've improved over the offseason, and I'm excited to see what it looks like, but there's just so many, as Munkin talked about, there's just so many guys that they can feed. So everyone's going to have to be patient.
Gianna, you know, are you as impressed with Looper from OTAs and minicamp to training camp as I am?
Yeah, I think I'm more impressed now. He had some rough days in OTAs and minicamp, but he, and I mean, coming in, that was the thing, is he has a really big leg, but can he be consistent? And he's been consistent through the 3 days now that he's kicked. He hasn't missed a single one. Inevitably he will, but he is ahead, I would say, of the race, because I think if he and Hoyland come out equal, they'll probably go with Loops. He's the one they drafted. He's the one Randy Brown put his confidence in. But Hoyland did miss one or two already. So Luke is starting to get ahead. And they were doing a drill. They started with Hoyland the one day, and then they did it on Luke the next day, where if you make it, you move back a little bit. And then you make it, you move back a little bit. And you keep going. And they just eventually stopped for Hoyland. But for Luke, they eventually back them up a full 20 yards, whereas they were going in very small increments before. So I think that shows some confidence that they were like, okay, let's see what you can do from 63. And allegedly he made a 68, but that was not around us. But that's pretty impressive. So I think that he's looking good. And as we've talked about on the show earlier, none of us will truly know until he gets put in a real game situation. So we shall see.
All right, at 1:30 today, what are you looking forward to seeing initially?
I am looking forward to seeing the pass rush. That's something that, you know, without pads on and not a lot of contact allowed, sometimes they look really, really impressive, and then they actually have to go against the line. It kind of disappears. So I'm excited to get a better look at what that looks like. And then on that reverse side, the offensive line, just understanding that left guard position a little bit better. That's, you know, the number one position battle on the offense right now. So just getting, I'm excited to see the trenches, basically. As I said, the position battle or position skill position players are able to flash a little bit more through this first week. But now that we have pads on, I can't wait to see, get a little bit more of an idea of where they're at in the trenches.
Gianna Hahn, Baltimore Banner, Talker Ravens. Gianna, last thing for you. You mentioned the trenches. Travis Jones, one of the many Ravens in the last year of his deal. 3.5 sacks for his career through his first three seasons. If you were a wager, and I'm not saying that you are, but if I was saying he'll double his career sack total in this season, sort of like Owe almost did last year, what would you say to me?
I would say that's not crazy. I mean, he looks good. He looked good last year, and he was playing injured. And if he goes in this year healthy, I mean, I don't even know what he can do. And every person has shouted him out from the defense. Well, I should say from the defensive line / outside linebackers, but they're all impressed with him. The coaches are impressed with him. And of course, he's being a little bit more of a leader this year. And so that gap that Brent Urban and Michael Pierce left, even though they weren't big producers, it does leave a little bit more room for him to stand out. You know, if Nnamdi steps up, that'll help Travis as well. If Odafe continues his growth, that'll help Travis. So I think he himself has done the work, but if all the guys around him do the work as well, that will certainly set up a very strong season for him.
Gianna Hahn, what's happening at the Baltimore Banner here on this Monday?
Yeah, we're finishing up some pretty big projects, so stay tuned for that one. But other than that, we're going to go out there. We're going to sweat a lot in the 90-degree weather and keep an eye on this kicker battle. So I think that's, as you guys mentioned, Loop has been impressive, and so we're watching closely, trying to figure out what yard line he's kicking from afar every single day.
John Hahn, appreciate the time as always. Have fun out at One Winning Drive today.
Thank you. Thanks. Talk to you guys later.
Yep. John Hahn, everybody. We'll come back, whip around what happened to the world of sports over the weekend. We'll get you caught up on all of that, and then we'll talk Orioles trade deadline stuff with Rocco Bacco from massandsports.com. The Orioles are what? 8.5 out of the wild card, so you're saying there is a chance.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There isn't.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Orioles taking on the Blue Jays. Four-game series. Start tonight, Ravens and Pats starting at 1:30, and everything else in between. Shell Shock in the basketball tournament, taking on West Virginia. Shell Shock, for those who may not know, that's the Maryland team. Coached by Juan Dixon, getting their groove on and all that good stuff, which we'll talk about tomorrow. Result pending. NFL news, Kenny Pickett hammy, going to be reevaluated later in the week. Had been running with the first team, but it looks like Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders will get more of an opportunity because, as we said earlier, Joe Flacco used to practice two-a-days. He's been there, done that.
Well, and the thing about that, Bob, is they have Jacksonville's number one pick next year. They have their number one pick next year. So you got to find out if Gabriel or Sanders is your guy. I mean, ideally for them, how great would it be for Cleveland Browns if one of those two guys became the guy, and then you've got two first-round picks to go get more things instead of probably having to take your two first-round picks to trade up or do whatever to try to find a quarterback.
Today, Justin Fields, remember last week, limped off the field, was carted off the field at the time, but Zach Rosenblatt out there participating in team drills today. It was a dislocated toe for Justin Fields, so looks like in the end it's going to be a nothing to see here. Please disperse. for the quarterback situation in New York. And I'm not saying he's going to be great. And me and Nolan were talking about it last Thursday when you were out of camp. I always thought this guy had upside. There's just been a lot of inconsistencies in his game. Now on his third team.
I would think, Bob, that we'll probably see this summer a lot more quarterbacks like the Justin Fields of the world, you know, the Cleveland's teams of the world, you know, playing in the preseason. There'll be a lot of those types of quarterbacks that are going to need. I would think Sam Darnold with Seattle gets a little work in the preseason, too.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the Fan Baseball Hall of Fame. Yesterday, and I was watching some of it and introducing all the Hall of Famers. Cal Ripken was there, Eddie Murray representing the Orioles, among others. But Ichiro Suzuki gets in. Brilliant player. Billy Wagner, took him a few times to get voted in, but he's in. Big closer for multiple teams. Houston, I guess, famously. CeCe Sabathia, he got in. Last pitcher to maybe sniff 300 wins, I guess. I don't know if we've seen somebody get 250 anymore. The Cobra, Dave Parker, unfortunately passed away just last month. Remember we had the Cobra on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the 79 World Series. One of my favorite non-Orioles when I was a youngster in through my 20s. And he was still playing when I was in my mid to late 20s. Dave Parker got in, represented by his son, Dave Parker II, who looked just like him. And then Dick Allen got in, 72 American League Most Valuable Player of the White Sox, Rookie of the Year with the Phillies. Dick Allen got in, one of the big power-hitting sluggers of the mid-60s through the early 70s. So Cooperstown getting new inductees. Nick Markakis, Nolan, is eligible next year. We love Nick Markakis. He's in the Oriole Hall of Fame, rightfully so. Should have never left after 14. But that's another rabbit hole we don't want to go down right now, but I think Cooperstown probably not in the cards for old number 21.
Hey, Bob, wasn't Dick Allen the one that wore the batting helmet in the field, too?
Yep.
Nolan, you probably never saw that, right?
Yeah, be
John,
safe.
John Olerud
did safe it. Out there, man. Balls flying around.
Yeah, John Olerud did it because he had a brain aneurysm, I believe, when he was younger, trying to protect that. But Dick Allen, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated with a cigarette dangling out of his mouth, juggling baseball. What he played for Chicago. But Nick Markakis, Hall of Very Good, I would say. Certainly one of the best Oriole outfielders.
Yeah, I feel like he's kind of that typical player. Like, you're thinking of the Hall of Very Good, that label. Like, he's kind of one of those guys that first comes to mind. You know, just sustained success over really a decade. You know, I served his team very well. Just wish he could have played his entire career here.
That's right. But again, they should have kept Nelson Cruz. Who knows what history would have been like for the Orioles in 2016, 2015. By the way, you look at the greatest right fielder in Oriole history, it's Frank Robinson. I'm going Kenny Singleton, too. And then, you know, have at it. Right?
There's a conversation to be had there.
A little fun.
The greatest right fielder of the Camden Yards era, can we say that?
I think that's a strong recommendation, even though Taters put up the power numbers.
Just wasn't as long.
No, yeah. Not at all. Now hurt in Toronto. Sad news in boxing. Dwight Muhammad Kawi, formerly Dwight Braxton, born in Baltimore, passed away yesterday at the age of 72, dealing with dementia. You know, years of, you know, taking punches to the head probably do that to you. But very, very entertaining fighter. Hall of Famer, voted in International Boxing Hall of Fame in 2004, was the light heavyweight champion of the world. Remember watching him knock out Matthew Saad Muhammad on a Wild World of Sports in November of 81, would win the Cruiserweight Championship as well. So Dwight Muhammad Kawi, Baltimore native, passing away at the age of 72. We paid tribute to him. It's been a tough year for sports stars, for sure. Well, just stars in general. Well, just look at last week. So whip around this day in sports Oriole history. July 28th, 1997. Birds at home, taking on Texas. Rafael Palmeiro, again, haunting his former team. Three-run jack. Robbie Alomar, Hall of Famer, hit a two-run shot, both off Bobby Witt Sr. Mike Mussina, Hall of Famer, went seven strong for his 11th win. Armando Benitez, who become a villain in the 97 playoffs against the Indians. He got the save. Let's see here. 2024, because then we'll circle back to the highlight. Year ago today, Oriole Park Cannon Yards, Ryan Mountcastle, who's going to be coming back to the Oriole lineup soon. 2 for 5, 4 ribbies. Cedric had 2. Cionel Perez got the win. Yennier Cano the save as the Orioles beat the Padres 8-6. But 2 years ago today, Oriole Park Cannon Yards taking on the Yankees, and Anthony Santander comes to the plate.
Santander to right. Santander to right. And this baby's gone. Some magic on a Friday night in downtown Baltimore.
Brett Hollander on the call as the Orioles one zip. That was it. Walk-off solo blast, bottom of the ninth against the Yankees. Anthony Santander off Canley. Grayson Rodriguez, remember him? He went 6 1/3, scoreless with only 3 hits. Felix Bautista got the win as the Orioles stunned the Yankees 1-0 on their way to the American League East Championship. When we come back, this year's Orioles team's not winning the East. Hey, they could chip 4 games away against Toronto. Yeah, right. And they're 8.5 out of the wild card, but the trade deadline's coming up on Thursday at 6. Who's going to be gone? But who's coming back, most importantly? And could the last 2 months of the season be a dress rehearsal for the core guys for 2026? Rockabaco, MassinSports.com next. You're on the Fit.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now to talk about the series, the trade deadline, and everything that goes along with it. Hey, how about them Rockies? Should have been a sweep, but I'm not going to complain. I mean, the Orioles have many more losses to complain about than the one on Friday night. From MassinSports.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Rock Baco. Rock, good morning. How you feeling?
All right. Did I miss any trades while I was on hold? I blinked a couple times, so I just want to make sure I'm not behind here.
Yeah, I keep hitting refresh, and I got a blister on my right thumb in regards to that. But before we talk about who's leaving and who's staying, and I think we can figure that one out, who's coming back this week? I guess Rock starting tonight against the first-place Toronto ball club.
Wait, let me make sure you got my blister joke. Is that really what that blister's from? Okay. What was your question?
Don't make me go down a rabbit hole, get me in trouble with management here, Rockabaco. But what players, as we know who's probably out the door, we know sticking around, Gunner, Holiday, et cetera, what players are coming back to the nest, if you will, for hopefully the final 2 months of the season?
Yeah, none of those core players are going anywhere. Certainly now it doesn't appear that anyone on a controllable contract is going anywhere. I mean, it's about guys who are on expiring contracts, the pending free agents. You know, the Ryan O'Hearns, Cedric Mullins, you know, maybe Zach Eflin, Charlie Morton. The bullpen's been a hot spot the whole time. The first two trades have been relievers, and you could look at Sir Anthony Dominguez, maybe Andrew Kittredge, because he does have that $9 million option, but that can make him attractive to another team or the Orioles. Anybody else I expect to be back. Those are the guys we're focusing on. But this is such an unpredictable time here. Like if you would, before the trade deadline really heated up, had run some kind of a poll, who's going to be the first guy gone? How many people would have said Brian Baker? But the right offer came along, and even though he's controllable, they couldn't turn down the 37th pick in the draft, you know, the comp round pick. So if you get that right kind of offer and his value might never be higher, you go ahead and do that. But I think we've reached the point now where it's just those guys who are the pending free agents and the other guys are coming back because, as Mike Elias has stressed, and we already knew this, they think they can contend next year. This isn't a tear-down rebuild. So why would you start trading the Felix Bautistas and the Adley Rutschmans or whomever when you're trying to contend next year?
You mentioned Rutschman. Looks like he'll be back tonight. Keegan Aiken probably will join him. Bradish and Wells will throw this week. So of the banged up birds returning to the process, talk about some of those and the eventual call up rock of Samuel Basayo here.
Yeah. There are things to still focus on after July 31st. I mean, now that there's really not a pennant race, I mean, it would have to be something miraculous for this team to get that last wild card. But you can look at, hey, we're going to, especially from a media standpoint, we're like, you know, there's some interest in covering this team when Kyle Bradish is back and Wells and, you know, these other guys are, you know, Brian Mountcastle is going to be back. And as you mentioned, Rutschman and Aiken tonight, and at some point Suarez and, you know, Grayson Rodriguez, is he going to pitch this year? And yeah, the Samuel Basayo watch. There's always that one top prospect, whether it's Hauser or Holiday or somebody, and now it's Basayo's turn that you're just kind of waiting. When's it going to happen? You know, Kerstad before, Stowers, whatever, and it's Basayo's turn. So all those things are going to be of interest. And what's unfortunate for the Orioles is they've been anticipating the return of these guys for a while, thinking, hey, we'll be contending, and then we'll get past the deadline and get all these additions without even having to trade anybody. It's like in-house improvements. The problem was, obviously, is it didn't work out. They're in last place. So bringing these guys back isn't going to make much of a difference in the playoff hopes, but it still will give fans something to be interested in and could lead, even with the guys leaving, maybe that kind of offsets a little bit where, you know, the quality of play might not, you know, bottom out, because you are going to have, if Kyle Bradish is pitching the way he was before blowing out his elbow, that's an ace. I mean, that's a stud number one the way he was looking, and whatever they end up doing with Wells, starter, bullpen, and some other areas, you know, they, in that regard, they can be competitive.
Now, in regards to the purge that you just referenced here, and we're assuming it's going to happen, where does Dylan Beavers fit into the equation here starting in August through September? A guy's having a monster season down on the farm.
He is, and a lot easier to fit him in if you do trade Mullins. We didn't mention Ramon Laureano, who, again, value might not ever be higher. He has a $6.5 million option for next year. And if the Orioles, again, do think they could contend, maybe that's the guy you think about holding on to, because, you know, he's really come in handy. He's been much better, I think, they even could have envisioned when he was supposed to just be an extra outfielder. All of a sudden, he became like the everyday guy, basically. And Heston Kjerstad's the one that was sent down. But Beavers, there will be a place for him. And I've had people ask me, well, how are you going to get at-bats for him and Mayo? And when Mountcastle's back and Basayo, you can figure that out. They might not all be in the lineup together every day, but there are ways to make that work. And again, there could be a couple openings in that outfield. And it's not like Kjerstad right now is beating down the door, that I think Beavers could be the next man up in that regard. And you can give him plenty of starts moving him around the infield, outfield. And there's always, you know, DH. But I think they – I think he's earned that promotion. They'd probably like to take a look at him late in the season.
Rockabacco, Mass at sports.com, joining us here, video at 81057, the Fan Orioles Blue Jays, coming up here at 6:35. Birds take 2 out of 3 from the Rockies. You mentioned Kerstad Rock. Like the Orioles season, we're flushing it. And I think the Orioles next year are going to be what Toronto is this year, but that's another topic for another time. But how does Kerstad get redeveloped after what has been basically a disastrous 2025 for him?
You think they're going to be in Canada next year?
No. They'll be in there taking 2 out of 3 from Toronto and first place in July.
So there go the national rumors. No. I think some of it now has got to be confidence. Now, before we were saying he never got steady at-bats. Well, they broke camp and basically were giving him steady at-bats, and it hasn't worked out. I don't think he's ever been completely right. He was really swinging the bat well before the concussion. He's had a couple other little things. And at some point, it's got to chip away at your confidence. He was struggling in the outfield. So I think they're just trying to get him, and that's his whole point, to be relaxed, not put so much pressure on himself down there, work on a couple things, but just get him, to feel good about himself again and get on a roll. And he just hasn't been able to do that. And I don't think they're by any stretch giving up on him. They love the power that he has, but it's just been kind of a lost year. And that is disappointing because this was supposed to be his opportunity here. And especially when, O'Neill was hurt, it's like, man, right field's there every day for you. O'Neill went on the IL twice, and he was not able to take advantage of that. And, maybe he's fallen into some bad habits at the plate that they're working on. I think more than anything right now, it's just trying to get comfortable and relaxed and getting back to the hitter that they know he can be.
Hey, Rock, what type of manager are they going to need for next year?
That's a good question. We don't know whether they're going to go a different route and say, look, we'd like to have somebody with a little bit of more experience mm-hmm. than what they had before. Or if there's somebody else, and who knows if Tony Mancelino was going to have an opportunity, or if they're going to look at a Buck Britton or somebody else who would be a first-time manager. There are some guys out there that have won in the past who are out of jobs right now that they can look at. It's got to be the right guy, though. It's got to be a guy that fits in well with the things that they preach here and the analytic approach and the kind of groupthink or whatever you want to call it when it comes to the lineups and all the input, the data. I mean, the old school guys may be resistant, and they're not going to they're not going to be in Baltimore. I don't think they're going to suddenly change that philosophy the way they've been doing things, but we're not sure which direction they're going to go. I think they're going to open up a big search, and I would think Mancelino would at least be in that mix now that they're going to have a chance to give him kind of an extended audition here. But I'm not sure whether they're going to want somebody with a little more experience. When they brought John Mabry aboard to be a special advisor, it was kind of a concession that, hey, we need somebody, even though he hadn't managed, but somebody that had coached and played and had that major league experience to help out this group.
Rock Abacco, Mass at sports.com. Rock, always appreciate the time. Have fun at Camden Yards this week. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rock.
There's Rock Abacco, everybody. We'll come back. Say hi to Nolan McGraw. We got news from the Nats coming up top of the hour. We're going to hear from Malachi Starks and Kyle Hamilton. Go to the defensive backfield. Highly anticipated year for the DBs and the safeties in particular. Good to hear from them by yourself, 12:15. Then Vinny's on his way out to one winning driver at 1:30. Ravens in pads. First padded practice of the year. Don't say Super Bowl or bust like I just did. Getting ready for their preseason opener August 7th against the Indianapolis Colts. Got the joint practice on, a week from tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Out of one winning drive by ourselves. Count some dough. Talk more about the American League East. How about this Kurtz kid out in Oakland or Sacramento over the weekend? Just having a monster go of it. Just drafted last year out of Wake Forest. He was incredible on Friday night. Chris Boone Baca talked to AMNFL lunch style at 1 o'clock, but let's bring Nolan in. Quick draw, how was your weekend?
Weekend was pretty good. I feel like I'm in a pretty decent mood right now, but for some odd reason, months and months ago, I thought it would be a brilliant idea to schedule a dentist appointment for myself and didn't think anything of it, of just scheduling it for July 28th. Well, rolls around July 28th to the Monday, wake up this morning. I don't want to go to the dentist today. It's a Monday. I want to get back into my week. That's the last thing I need right now. Not that I'm scared of the dentist, not that it's ever been an issue, but it's always the same things when you go to the dentist, right? It's always the same annoying gripes, right? telling you to floss. I do floss. All right. Get off my case. All right. Uh-huh. Doing an okay job over here. This used to be a lot worse in my mouth than it is now. So give me a rest. They're asking you questions while they got your fingers in your mouth. It's absurd. I mean, just get the job done. I'm here to pay you to poke around in my mouth, see if something's a major issue, clean my teeth. That's really the only reason I'm here. Deep clean my teeth and get me out of here in 20 minutes. That's all I need. I don't need you asking me about my job, my hobbies, while you got your fingers halfway down my throat. That's not going to solve anything. Just clean the teeth, please.
Well, take a look over here. Me.
On what not to do?
Exhibit A is you better go to your dentist.
Right.
Your dentist appointment. Now, I had a cyst in my face that I had no idea was there until I had an abscess. And then my dentist, Dr. Bennett, took that x-ray. And then, you know, the rest was history. 19 chiclets later, I'm wearing dentures, you know, and it is what it is. But yes, Nolan, do everything you can to take care of your real teeth. I would give anything to have mine back. You know, the last time I've been able to chew a piece of gum? 13 years ago. Can't do it anymore. You take these little things for granted. Yeah, going to the dentist is a pain in the ass. Nobody likes going to the dentist. It is what it is. But you made an appointment for a reason. And the teeth cleaning's huge, too. There you go. Dr. Bob giving
what
you
a time
word
are you going?
Well, after what's like
2:30.
Nah, blah. Get boo, 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 boo.
What's the best time to go to the dentist? 2:30. Get it, Vinny? I don't think he does. Yeah, go to the dentist. Take your appointment.
But that's what annoys me. Is like I'm sitting there. I'm like, yeah, man, I got it. The teeth are fine. Like you're looking at them. Does anything look terrible to you as you're looking at them up close?
I really haven't gandered at your teeth.
Not you. I'm saying like hypothetically right. To the dentist. I'm like, are you really going to get nitpicky about me? Like I come here twice a year. No issues. No cavities. Didn't have braces growing up. Realize how lucky I am. I'm not bragging. Right. I'm just saying, like, you're getting on my case. Oh, you need to floss better. I'm like, dude, give it a rest. All right.
They give you a toothbrush and toothpaste when you leave?
They better.
Lollipop. All that whining you're doing.
Now, the dentist I had as a kid, he was a little backwards with his mentality. He'd send you out the door with the toothpaste and the toothbrush, but he'd also give me candy. Which my parents are like, hey, what's your end game here? Like, you trying to get this kid back here in a couple months.
Does kind of defeat the purpose, doesn't it? Right. Hey, clean your teeth, avoid sweets, take the Snickers with you on your way out the door.
He's driving business.
Yeah, but just follow your dentist advice because they are the doctors and they are the experts. Or I'm going to start giving you an idea on how to get cheap denture cream, if you know what I'm saying.
I'll take a coupon if you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and you don't want any of that. We got time for a fun house, or you want to get the neutral?
Quick Draws Fun House. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
Couple thoughts here on the Ravens. First text says, absolute must for the Ravens to extend Tyler Linderbaum ASAP. Continuity between a quarterback and center, that combo is a must. I want a Peyton Manning, Jeff Saturday combo for a decade to come here in Baltimore. Please do it ASAP before another center potentially jumps in line and breaks the bank.
Well, I mean, it takes two to tango, so, you know, I'm sure Eric's working on a bunch of those contract extensions with a bunch of different guys, and takes time till they get that comparable, then it gets easier, but until then it's probably not happening for a while.
What's that, Creed Humphrey, I guess, is the dude?
Creed's the one making, he's the number one guy. Yeah.
Another one here says, it's not so simple to say that the Ravens dominate the regular season and come up short in the playoffs. If they truly dominated the regular season last year, they wouldn't have been on the road against the Bills in the first place. Much more work to do before those important January games.
I think starting out fast is going to be key. You know, last year, like we've talked about before, you can't lose to the Raiders and Cleveland and some of those games. They got to start faster, and there's no reason for them not to start fast because you've got coaching staffs are both back. Players are both back. So I would expect them come out of the gate flying.
And one thought on the Orioles here before we break. This texter says, an underappreciated injury return for me will be Keegan Aiken, arguably the best bullpen piece this year next to Felix Bautista, and starting to become a guy that I would actually pencil in as a legit late-inning arm for next year. If he finishes strong, that would go a long way in calming my nerves for the bullpen makeup.
And he made the transition. He was a starting pitcher. He was the Jim Palmer minor league pitcher of the year way back when. Nolan, he might be the closer next week because Dominguez is probably out the door. Kittredge could be going with him. And last year, Cano's the guy, and he's been, you know, kind of shaky here in 2025. Aiken's got that lefty specialist thing in his favor, but somebody's going to have to close out the games, assuming the Orioles are going to be in those situations, depending, of course, on the availability of Felix Bautista. We'll talk about that later in the program. But coming up next, news from the Nats. Going to hear from Kyle Hamilton, Malachi Starks, buy or sell, coming up at 12:15. Let's count that Monday money. Vinny's on his way to one winning drive. Chris Bubaca will be joining us for NFL Lunch from USA Today. Kenny Pickett, he's got a bad hammy. What does this mean for Cleveland? Was he really going to be the starter anyway?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.